Welcome to Nerd of the Noob, episode 65. We finally hit 200 on Facebook.
Hello! How are you today?
How are you?
Welcome to Nerd of the Noob, episode 65, if you didn't hear it just 2 seconds ago. We are a nerdy type show. We talk about anything ranging from comics, movies, to tech, and we've not quite made it into politics yet.
Not gonna.
No?
Nope. Not Maybe ever.
Just a little bit one day?
Not ever.
What if there's a not story?
Not unless it's a political meme that makes fun of the politicians.
What if suddenly President Obama decides to do a Mario Kart live stream with the family?
That's not our channel.
Still, you know, I'm looking at my hairline in this, and that thing goes really high up.
Yes, it does. My name is Greg. I am your nerd.
I'm Michael. I'm your noob.
And let's get right into this. We finally hit 200 likes on our Facebook page. After
a year and a half.
Forever!
65 or 64 episodes. So we wanted to thank everybody for that. But first we wanted to thank a good friend, Jessica Smith. She's the one that pretty much got us over the hump. She spread the word about Nerd and the Noob and not only got us over 200, but we're now at 217. So thank you, Jessica. We very, very much appreciate that.
Nerd clap.
Nerd clap. Actually, this is the nerd clap. You have been nerd clapped. That's a thing. We need a shirt that says, you've been nerd clapped. Clap, clap. I think I like that.
Okay.
Hmm.
We're going to try a new segment at the top of the show. It's called the Nerb Chat. For those of you that don't know, our peoples are called the Nerbs because I'm the nerd and he's the noob. And there's the and you bring them together and they're the Nerbs.
So what this is, we're going to try and talk for a minute about topics that you guys on Facebook or on Twitter or whatever either ask us questions about or you kind of throw out a topic and get our thoughts on it.
We're just going to go over them pretty quickly. They're not big things. David Townsend says, IMDb says that Thor 3 will be Ragnarok. Called it. But don't know how true this is. I think it's true. I think to end the character's thing, his story, you get Ragnarok. I think almost all of them die, and you get maybe him, Lady Sif, and Loki, and that's about it.
If so you're going to have to tell me, what is Ragnarok?
The end of the world.
Which world?
Most. I think it's like the end of the realms.
But Earth somehow survives.
Always.
I swear, Earth is like Captain America.
And we're about
to and then we got one from Spencer on Facebook. Says, I want to know what you guys think the rewritten script for Ghostbusters 3 will look like after the death of Harold Ramis.
To be completely honest, I don't think it should happen.
Really?
Without Ramis in it?
You don't think without Egon it could work?
Mm-mm. Egon, but he'll always be here.
Egon, but not forgotten.
Well, I like my version too.
So here's the thing.
Well, hold on. Let's preface this by, this leads directly into our main event discussion, which is on Harold Ramis, who sadly passed away just recently. And it's very sad because he was, you know, you wouldn't call it nerdy, but you'd call it pop culture creator. Part of some of my favorites were Caddyshack, the Ghostbuster movies. One of our personal favorites, I think, for years was Stripes.
Oh, I love Stripes. Stripes is such a good movie.
He was involved with so much. We brought up his IMDb here, and he was credited as writing stuff like all the Ghostbusters. Let's see here. What else do we got? Analyze That, which I watched.
Year One, which was...
Okay, go down.
It was okay.
We got Groundhog Day.
So good.
Let's see, what else do we got? Caddyshack's 1 and 2.
Meatballs 3, The Summer Job.
He
was a character.
Yeah. He did Rodney Dangerfield's show. I mean, Stripes.
I didn't know he wrote Stripes.
Yeah.
It's like, I knew he was in it. Apparently, he also wrote Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
That's new to me.
So, you know, there's, compared to other writers, there's not a wealth of it there.
Right.
But the quality that he put in it is beyond.
Right.
Ghostbusters alone are a rewatch for me every year. They hold up all the time. They were on, walked in and our parents were watching them.
Right.
The other night. And I was just, I walked in and immediately started laughing because it was the part in two where, their secretary, I cannot think of everybody's names right now, and Rick Moranis are, hitting on each other and making out, and I'm just laughing.
Our producer
says Stripes was the first movie he saw boob in. I think that's pretty close to us as well.
Right.
So, go Stripes.
So, actually, to go to Spencer's question, we can kind of jump into the first thing. It says, Ghostbusters 3 script being reworked. This is from Superhero Hype. It says, following the tragic loss of Harold Ramis, The Hollywood Reporter now has an update on the status of Ghostbusters 3, which, according to their sources, is now being slightly reworked to remove a Ramis cameo. So he may not have been fully in it.
Yeah.
Although plans had been for Ghostbusters 3 to shoot in Cleveland this year, the trade notes that the script still isn't quite ready to move forward. Ramis' planned involvement is said to have been minimal, however. The storyline instead focused on a new generation of Ghostbusters with cameos from the original stars written into the script. I know how you do this.
Okay.
My chair hit the wall.
I thought you farted.
I think I know how you do this.
Okay.
With Ramis. If they can kind of pull a Marlon Brando. You know how when they kept doing Superman movies, they pull all his audio?
Yeah.
Okay. If they pull like a Star Wars thing and make it like a Jedi Force thing, why not have him come back as a ghost with, I mean, you can pull lines from the original Ghostbusters movies and things like that just for his cameo appearance.
I don't think that works though.
So, why not?
If his involvement is minimal, that's fine. I still think that once one of them died, I think even the guys should respect what they had then and just leave it alone.
So, Dan Aykroyd previously said this of the plot for the new movie. He says it's based on new research that's being done in particle physics by the young men and women at Columbia University. Basically, there's research being done that I can say that the world or the dimension that we live in are four planes of existence, length, height, width, and time, become threatened by some of the research that's being done. Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters, have to come and solve the problem.
I also don't think I really like the idea of new Ghostbusters.
I can.
Nuh-uh.
Well, because this, then, okay, so.
No, because, okay, most of these guys had comedy chops that had, they were already, what, in their 30s?
Roughly.
Close to their 40s.
I think I'd rather have this with cameos from the old guys.
Than nothing?
Than them try and bring back the older guys and try and bring back that spark. Because, I mean, if you look at the picture of Ramis, I mean, not to say anything bad about him or anything, but he got big.
Doesn't look like Egon.
No, he doesn't look like Egon anymore. You know, Egon was always lanky, thin, and, you know, just crazy hair and all that. That's not what he looked like anymore.
But you're gonna have to, you know, they would age them. Because Bill Murray does not look like Bill Murray anymore. I don't know if I'd like to. I don't think there is anyone out there that, because they're saying they want to use students. These guys were professor level or aged.
Which I think is a cool way to do it.
I don't see it. I don't think
that's why the cameos from the other guys
are there. I don't think it would work though. I don't think bringing in new ones would work.
I'm gonna have to disagree. Completely and utterly.
You know what? Disagree. Though? Thinking about it, someone who is older, a little bit weird, and I find funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would do. Ooh, there's a couple of people. Okay, I got some people in mind.
Okay,
at least two, and you can fill out the other two. Jay Baruchel, skinny dude who always gets the hot girls. He was She's Out of My League. Super scrawny. Magician's Apprentice.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, he's funny.
What's his name from Narked Up? Seth Rogen.
No.
I don't know.
No.
He's older.
Nope.
He's older.
Nope. Nope.
Fine, you put two in.
Okay, Michael Jai White.
Really? What? Is that a thing now with us?
Ooh, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Ooh.
Right? Never happened, but still.
Okay, look. All right, look at it this way, though. Jay Baruchel fills the Egon role.
Okay.
Seth Rogen fills...
No!
Shut up!
No!
Listen!
No, Seth Rogen.
He fills the Dan Aykroyd role.
Okay.
You've got Winston.
Michael Jai White.
Michael Jai White.
I don't know if he would necessarily
and then
work.
Actually, I think it would be funny as Kevin Hart, but that's...
That I would go with! He's too old, but that would be epic.
And then you've got your other... Who was your other one? Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the Bill Murray version.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt would not do good in that.
I think it'd be funny, though.
No, I honestly don't think it would. Don't get me wrong, love Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but I'm not so sure that would work, like...
At all.
I'm trying to think. You're one for the Magician's Apprentice. That's actually a good thought. Because he's like
sorry,
the smart...
The Rogan thing, I don't know why it hits me, but it does.
No, not Rogan. The other one.
I know, though, but I'm saying...
So, the producer's saying the cast from The Big Bang Theory would work beautifully.
Oh, only because they're nerds.
I don't know that I think I would like Jim... I say I don't think I'd like Jim Parsons doing it, but I think I would probably be okay with it.
Mm.
No, that would be okay. Seriously, I'm trying to think. Who has got some new... Like, I'm trying to think of new comedy type stuff that I've watched.
Let's do it this way.
The guy who did 127 hours, or days, or whatever it was. Not... His brother, the younger version. Oh, crap.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Hey, I was born in the old Spider-Man.
Yeah.
His brother.
His younger, the one that was in that last season of Scrubs.
Yeah, the only reason I'm thinking of him right now is because I just got done watching Now You See Me Again.
Yeah.
He's got a good...
Okay.
Oh, God, what's his name? But he would be one of those ones, he's not quite nerdy, but he's more the
James Franco's brother.
Yes. James Franco's brother. I don't know what his name is, but yes. I that one would be good. And I liked him in Now You See Me. Like, I've watched some movies with him in it, and I didn't really like him.
I liked him in Scrubs. I thought he was hilarious.
We're also getting a note that says Michael Cera could be Oscar. Oscar was what?
The kid.
Whose kid?
Dana's? I haven't watched his.
Oh, that would be neat.
I could see him being the weird...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say Jesse Eisenberg in there because just the way he acts...
No, I like Michael Cera. I think he'd be more...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course...
So we got Franco's little brother, Michael Cera, not Seth Rogen.
You're killing me here.
Who was your other one?
Jay Baruchel.
How do you remember that name?
Because one of my new favorite movies is She's Out of My League, and that's a him movie.
Okay. But yeah, I think Jesse Eisenberg could work that really well.
Let us know on Facebook what you guys think a good young cast would be for him. I'm still against the movie, but that was fun.
I want to know what you think they could do with Ramis's role of Egon, if anything, in the new movie.
I think they go hologram.
That's exactly... Not hologram, spirit. It's about Ghostbusters, for God's sake.
Let's move on.
Why would you go hologram? Really?
Because it's a nerd thing.
No, it's about Ghostbusters. You had Slimer. Oh my God, I know who their mentor is. What if Harold Ramis hadn't died, this would have been more funny. What if the character Bill Murray played... is now dead, but he's this version's Slimer.
No.
Come on! You get the acting chops, but he doesn't have to be a Ghostbuster.
I don't know if he has the acting chops anymore.
Oh, come on. It's, yes. No.
Bill Murray is more famous for being Bill Murray right now.
Okay, fine. I'm good with that. Bill Murray played Bill Murray in the freaking Ghostbuster movies. They just happen to have a different name.
All right. Let's move on. Moving on.
Ha! I said Seth Rogen. So yeah, let us know on Facebook what you think about the role for Ramis could be, what you think your version, your actors could be for the new Ghostbusters movie, and
or even if you're for this.
Yeah, or if you even want to see it or don't. Don't look at your watch. I feel insulted when you look at your watch.
Yeah. All right, moving into our next segment, which is new versus last time, because we missed a couple weeks. It was freaking hot chicks, and it was Hermione versus Wonder Woman. I thought I had this, and I lost.
47-32, Hermione wins.
I hate you all. So, on that note, we don't have a specific new versus. We're going to pick one from our Nerd Madness, because of March Madness. March Madness. Screw it! So I actually already picked one, if you'll go with me.
Okay, so first we need to tell what Nerd Madness is.
Nerd Madness is our version of March Madness. It's pitting 64 characters against each other to announce a winner. Last year's winner was Yoda. Please don't make this year's winner Yoda.
At least not against Hulk.
Because if it does, I'm canceling the segment.
No, we had to pull... We had to pull Yoda.
Oh, okay.
Me and Les talked about that. If anybody from the Final Four last year make it into the Final Four this year...
They don't go in next year. So, we're going to just announce a few of these. You can find the entire bracket both on our Facebook page, and it should be on the...
I think we can go through these really quick.
You want to go through them all? Okay, you do odds, I'll do evens. All
right, so first bracket is Hulk versus Dumbledore.
Second is Havoc and Psylocke.
Yeah, I'm blind. I need to make this a little itty bit bigger.
You see, it didn't really help. And you're just killing that.
There we go. Number three is Guile versus Ant-Man.
I like that one.
I do too.
Number four is Edward Elric versus Killer Croc.
By the way, that one's for you. For Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
Then we've got number five is Terminator versus Michelangelo.
I feel bad for Mikey.
What are you talking about? He's going to whip ass.
Number six is The Noob versus Leonardo.
Oh, shit. I'm going to die. Number seven is Doomsday versus Raphael.
I think we've got a screw up right here.
Why?
Because it says number eight is Batgirl versus Leonard. Oh, Leonard!
Like, as in Hofstadter?
I guess.
That's pretty funny. We'll wait for a ruling on that one. Number nine is Buffy versus Daryl Dixon.
It's my favorite one! That one is fantastic! Wait
a
minute!
So we have a vampire hunter
versus a zombie hunter.
We should take that one.
That one's the one we're taking.
Yeah. I got Buffy.
I got Daryl. High five.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know I'm going down, but still. number 10 is you.
Doctor Who versus Eric Northman.
He's from True Blood.
Yeah, I know.
Number 11 is Cyclops versus John McClane.
Number 12 is Luke Cage versus Donatello.
13, Harry Potter versus Catwoman.
Jeez. 14 is Michael Corleone versus the Dread Pirate Roberts.
That's a good matchup.
That's not bad.
I like that one. By the way, did you see the Facebook post I put earlier? They did apparently the cast from the Dread Pirate
Roberts. Oh, yes, I did see that.
They got back together after 25 years. 15 is Captain America versus Bane.
Good one. 16 is Yoda versus Neo. Yoda could actually go down in first round.
Thank you. 17 is Walker Texas Ranger versus Bowser.
How in the hell did Walker... How did Chuck Norris get into this?
I don't know. But you know he's going to win.
Number 18 is Loki versus Jean Grey. That's a good one.
19 is Sheldon versus Agent Coulson. Two humans with no power.
Fantastic. 20 is Ezio Auditore versus the Ghost Rider.
21, Hermione versus Galactus.
Oh,
I'm pulling for Hermione in this one.
Number 22 is Green Arrow versus Sub-Zero. I like that one.
23, Atrocitus versus Deadpool.
Okay.
One could work.
24 is Batman versus Harley Quinn. And this was randomized 6 times. I'd like to point that out.
Yeah. 25, Wolverine versus Solid Snake.
I'm loving these rounds this year. 26 is Hal Jordan versus Hades. Nice. Which version?
Of Hades?
Because I think...
Disney Channel.
Disney,
yeah.
Hercules, Hades, and he's losing.
27 is Carnage versus Mega Man.
Yeah. 28 is Optimus Prime versus a Creeper.
That was my fault.
The Creeper?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was trying to come up with one and I was like...
So what are you thinking? Transformers. Or Autobots. Roll.
I'm thinking he goes up behind him. That's a very nice Autobot you have there.
Okay.
We should write stories like fanfics about some of these.
29.
29 is Punisher versus Simon Phoenix. Think about it.
Simon Phoenix.
Wesley Snipes.
Oh!
Simon Phoenix.
From Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. I told Les, I was like, only kids of the 90s are going to know that
one.
Yeah,
I know. 30 is The Blob versus Gambit. I'm sure that's happened.
31 is I Can't See, so let's close. Go away. Go away.
Click the button.
Which one?
One of those.
Okay. Does it go away?
No, make it smaller. I'll read them.
Oh, that'll work. 31 is Goku versus Thor.
And the last one is Peter Griffin versus Oberon Martell.
I gotta look at that one.
Oberon Martell? Is he from Hunger Games?
Oberon Martell. A wiki of Ice and Fire.
Oh, never mind. We're gonna get killed. That's Game of Thrones.
Is a member of House Martell and is Prince Doran's. Yeah. Okay, so Game of Thrones?
Sure.
But I don't know that one. But alright.
Love these matchups. Some of these are excellent.
So our pick this week was the Buffy. Number 9 matchup, Buffy versus Daryl Dixon. I'm voting for Buffy.
I got Daryl. I think Buffy's going down.
Because Daryl really is only good with a crossbow. But Buffy,
No.
But Buffy,
give him a screwdriver.
Buffy has the superhuman strength, and she could kill you with a
stake
to the heart.
Stake to the heart kills me every time.
That's true. But she's got the superhuman strength and the training to take out Daryl Dixon. I know I'm going to lose. Just putting it out there.
I don't
there.
Know, though. The Weed Knights, man. The Weed Knights.
Oh, it's just Weed Knights. I was like,
no,
what are you doing at night? So, yeah, this week you got to pick either Buffy or Daryl Dixon for the new verses this week. But be sure to go and put in all your votes.
Either way, that's a really cool matchup.
Yeah, make sure you go put in all your votes for Nerd Madness, too, because those are some really good matchups. I'm going to be very upset with some of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who am I against again?
Mm-hmm.
Who was I against?
What do you mean?
My character, the noob.
Oh, Leo.
Leo? I could win that.
No, you can't.
I could win that.
No, you can't.
Shoot,
I just watched
ahead.
The first two Turtles in the last 2 days. No, you can't.
I could totally win that.
No, you can't. All right, moving on, we're going to go to coming attractions. All of these are posted on our Facebook page throughout the week. Find them on YouTube. Came out this week a couple. You've got a new Cap TV spot. Thief trailer. I don't know what Thief is.
Video game.
Look. Okay. A new Game of Thrones trailer. New X-Men short. I'm tired of looking at them. I just want to watch the damn movie.
Right.
Clone Wars final season trailer for Netflix. And the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer came out.
Which we have lots of comments about.
And we're going to go through these comments really quick.
Les says, the trailer is actually one of the funnier trailers I've seen in a while, LOL.
Buddy that I work with, Daniel Hall, he says, I look forward to this movie mainly because they seem to be sticking to what is expected. You can't throw Chris Pratt into a movie with a talking gun with a talking gun-slinging raccoon and a walking tree, and expect a serious storyline throughout. It has to have levity and freedom to be fun. James Gunn understood that perfectly from what I saw.
We should make him write an article.
Don't tempt him. Think about Marvel movies. Yes, seeing the action in these movies is awesome, but it's the characters and the actors they portray that stuck with it and made them the great movies that they are. I'm butchering this quote. They realize that with Guardians of the Galaxy,
You have to keep it from being too serious. And this trailer shows that perfectly. He should have an article on Facebook. Well, like once a week, we could call it The Hallway.
I've never read any of the comics, but it looks really funny, and I just said it looks kind of awesome.
Mine's not in here, but I actually said that I wasn't excited for this movie until I saw the trailer, and then it looked amazing. Best part in the whole thing. No, it was when he's like, I don't know what it's doing. It's doing something. That's what it's doing.
I didn't know what this machine was for.
And it totally flips everything off. Awesome. Absolutely love that.
So go check out all those trailers and let us know what you think of them. And if you have something you want to push, throw it on our Facebook page.
Just to go talk about this Daniel Hall thing for a minute. He really likes writing stuff out.
Yes, he does. It's his thing.
I wonder if he would want to write an article.
For what?
Just pick a story every week and instead of us covering it, have it go up on the Facebook page or on a blog. We could start a blog for him.
I'll ask. We're going to move into Rapid Fire. It's our short form story segment where we're going to have a crap ton of stories because we are behind a couple weeks. So we're going to move right into the first one. Patrick Wilson joins the cast of Ant-Man, but is who? It is rumored that he could possibly be the young Michael Douglas to play young Hank Pym.
So we would have three Ant-Mans.
To play in a flashback.
Okay. It says Williams' role is for the time being a mystery. He's no stranger to comic book films, however. He played Night Owl in Watchmen.
I liked him in Watchmen.
I did too. Let's see. We don't need to know all that stuff.
Cool with him being cast. I think having a younger character instead of trying to do the X-Men 3 version of the makeup on the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I'm talking about?
And Anthony kind of agrees with you. One of our Nerd the Noob staffers says young Hank Pym, maybe, if Douglas is current Hank Pym, and that's his bet.
Yeah. Next up, news about the Marvel Netflix Hell's Kitchen series. And it's basically, that's the umbrella that they're going to be calling the ones that we've talked about.
Okay.
Which includes Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. Filming is going to be done completely in New York. It's going to include 400 full-time jobs. The project will include nearly 60 one-hour episodes focused on four Defender characters. Damn, that's a lot of work.
That is a lot.
And then, of course, we're going to get it the Netflix way, where they finish a series, and then they go, here.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, it's a Netflix show. Just like they do House of Cards. House of Cards finished a whole season,
right,
and then they post it. That's how they're going to do this as well. I like the fact that they're shooting in New York, and they're going to put these characters in Hell's Kitchen, because that's where they are.
Right.
So, you get Hell's Kitchen, you could maybe get the Bronx if it's close by. I'm super excited to see Iron Fist.
I am too. Very much.
I think we're finally beyond the level of them trying to put Jet Li in that spot.
He's a white dude. In the comics, Iron Fist was a white guy that went to...
Yes, I know, but you know they do it. If they could have.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So now I think you get a guy who is more of a martial artist and an actor.
Right. It says here, the Defenders are classic New York characters, smart, resourceful, and tough enough to always stand up for what's right, said Ted Sarandos, Netflix Chief Content Officer. We're delighted they're coming to life on their home turf thanks to Governor Cuomo and his team.
So that's cool. I like that.
This is definitely neat. Wow, there's a lot of stuff. Check out the full article. Here.
There's a lot of stuff about what it could generate for the city and stuff like that. If we have any fans in New York and you happen to get a picture, send it to us.
Yeah, that would be cool. Little Spider-Man news. Mark Webb is apparently returning to direct The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
No duh.
Vanity is reporting that Webb will return once again to the director's chair for the planned third film in the series. Last October, writers Alex Kurtzman. Why do I know that name?
Kurtzman?
Yeah. Does he do Walking Dead?
Mm.
Okay. Robert Orsi and Jeff Pinker were brought back to script the third part in the series, which is currently set for release in June 2016.
That release is also going to at least include Andrew Garfield and Paul Giamatti, who is playing the Rhino. So I'm glad they're bringing a bunch of people back. I will 100% guarantee that that group does not make it to a four.
No. The Spider-Man universe will be expanding on the big screen even more after the third film. As Sony also has a fourth film planned in May of 2018, along with two spin-off films, including Venom, to be written by Kurtzman, Ortsy, and Ed Solomon, directed by Kurtzman, and The Sinister Six, which will be written by and directed by The Cabins in the Woods, Drew Goddard.
I don't think the group makes it. Like, the director-actor group,
mm-hmm.
I think they're out after three. I think I've even seen where Garfield says he doesn't want to do it anymore after three.
Really?
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. That's a lot of freaking work all the time, because he does a lot of rope work.
Fair enough. It's a good article. You can check it out. This is from SuperheroHype.com. Looks like most of our stories are from there this week. Let's see. Next, we got some Fantastic Four news.
Just going to go on it real quick. This past couple of weeks, the Fantastic Four cast was announced. So many people have been bitching about this cast. I am going to continue to stick to my guns of when it comes to these comic book movies.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wait before I completely blow my mind. The cast is going to involve Jamie Bell, Michael B. Jordan, who we all knew was in the running for Human Torch anyway,
mm-hmm.
Kate Mara, who I love, because I loved her in, sadly enough, Zoom, that Tim Allen superhero movie years ago.
Oh, she was in House of Cards.
She's in House of Cards. Miles Teller.
Well, I know two of these from current things. I know Michael B. Jordan because of his name.
Yeah.
But I don't know the Teller guy, but, Jamie Bell, he was in Footloose.
This one?
The one on the left. I think that's Jamie Bell. Maybe they did it backwards. Anyways, the one we're looking at on our left with the curly hair, he was in Footloose. It was the sidekick guy in Footloose.
Okay.
Then Kate Mara, she's been in...
Quite a few things,
but she's been most recently in House of Cards. Michael B. Jordan is Michael B. Jordan.
He was 42, from 42. I think he did that, didn't he?
Oh, is that what he was in?
I think he did 42. I could be mistaken.
And I don't know who the other guy is.
He's going to be Ben Grimm anyway.
Bell seems to be the only one without an official offer on the table, but is very much expected that he will be confirmed by the studio shortly. Teller will play Reed Richards, Mara will be Sue Storm, Jordan is set to play Johnny Storm, and Bell, likely through motion capture, will be Ben Grimm. Previous reports have suggested that Track's iteration of the story also involves Victor Von Doom, so expect more casting on the Fantastic Four very soon.
And the next story we had on this real quick was an article from another superhero hype. Man, we killed superhero hype this week.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Vaughn's comments just stated, he quotes in saying, "It's a total reboot, that's for sure. It's got nothing to do with the other bloody ones." His quote, not mine. "It's not stretchy guy and a guy running around in rock that looks like it's made of polystyrene. It is not a comedy." I mean, there is comedic elements to the Fantastic Four,
mm-hmm.
but the movies, yes, I like the first one. They are way too comedic.
I can see that.
Compared to what the comics
so really were. So, here's the big problem that everybody's freaking out about, and me too a little bit.
Michael B., as the fact that they're black and white?
Right. So, this is my only thing, is either A, this is so far removed from canon, because the age of all the characters you've got, you don't have an older and younger situation.
No, it's a complete, I think... I have absolutely no problem with any
of these. Unless he's adopted.
That's what I was gonna say. Maybe he's adopted. Like, Or she's adopted.
You could go the other way with it.
I think they'll figure out a way to work it without pissing off everybody. Not to mention, you know, it had to pass Stan Lee at some point.
Probably.
So, and you know, he had to reply with, "Excelsior, bring me to another signing."
Right. So, I don't know that him being black bothers me, but it does, but it doesn't. The only reason it bothers me is the original character's not black.
But you have to think, my last thought, you have to think when these characters were created.
I know when.
The Fantastic Four were the first Marvel superheroes.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
Were they really?
They're the ones who helped. They were.
Don't get your facts strong now.
I'm fairly certain they were Marvel before Marvel was Marvel.
Uh-huh. You're going to hear a little ching ching.
Tic tac. Thank you.
So like I said, it doesn't bother me. I'm trying to debate if I think this would look kind of neat as more of like college roommates, friends, something like that, versus you've got the brother and the sister, and then the friends.
No, they still play brother and sister. Ben Grimm was originally a pilot, so I still think they kind of figure out a way to do something like that.
Right.
I just don't know what.
I don't know. It'd be interesting. I would love to get a hold of some of the script on this.
Okay.
That's going
to
be...
Considering it's not anywhere near close to a script yet, well, we'll see.
Yeah, fair enough. We got a little DC news for you. Go for it.
It's possible they could be looking to add another character to Batman versus Superman, the next Superman movie. It says, let's hear, blah, blah. According to sources, the production is currently looking for a black actor in his early 20s who is also physically fit. Here's the kicker, though. The part is for a small role in the untitled movie, but will be reoccurring in other upcoming DCU films. Okay, just going off of that, who the F are they bringing in?
I don't know, but I can't scroll.
Cyborg?
I don't know, but my computer froze. There we go.
Are we doing Cyborg?
Possibly.
I can't think of anybody else. Let's see here. There's an update to it at the bottom of the article. It says, many of you have tweeted at me the strong possibility of Victor Stone, a.k.a. Cyborg. Good call. I totally forgot about Justice League War. I don't think you get Cyborg in this one. I think you get Vic Stone, and then something bad happens.
Right.
You know, boom! And then, you know, cyborging. It's going to become a thing. It's like planking.
So planking?
Or, I haven't decided what it is yet.
T-Bowing?
T-Bowing, yeah.
Who could that be? Again, see,
you need to learn more black actors.
It has nothing to do with that. I get what you're saying about the fact that, you know, most of the characters are white because of when they were created.
Cyborg has always been black.
True, but that's not my problem. My thing is when I look at, I start looking at this and I go, there's really not that many people that were black.
No, there's not. World. That was the world.
So, I don't know. It's just, that just kind of frustrates me a little bit. Alright, so we're going to move on to apparently some movie news. Kyle Reese in upcoming Terminator reboot. So apparently,
Jai Courtney is going to be Kyle Reese in the new Terminator reboot. I had to ask who Kyle Reese was because it's been so many years since I've seen the original Terminator.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know.
The guy who's playing Kyle Reese is going to be... He was from A Good Day to Die Hard. I believe he was
the son.
Yeah.
Courtney marks the third actor to play the character in the series, following Michael Biehn in the original Terminator and Anton Yelchin in Terminator Salvation.
The first in a standalone trilogy, the new Terminator is already set to star Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Clarke, and Emilia Clarke. David Ellison will produce with Alita Kalogridis from Avatar and Shutter Island, and Patrick Lusser from Drive Angry attached to write the screenplay. Oh, that's probably
I think they use way too many special effects and not enough practical effects anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That these types of movies are just not good anymore.
I agree.
Star Wars Episode 7 targets Adam Driver as their lead villain and possibly a Sith or a Darth. I don't know who this guy is. I think I've seen him once or twice. Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no clue who he is. I'm going to go look him up. It does say Driver is a former Marine and a Juilliard graduate and also recently appeared on the big screen in projects like Lincoln and Francis Ha. Don't know what that is. But right now he's currently a girls star. I think that's an HBO show.
I think so.
He looks evil.
He looks evil?
Yeah.
Let's see. So we got, this is scripted by J.J. Abrams and J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan. Star Wars is rumored to focus on a new generation of heroes. And could include appearances, blah, blah, from the old stuff. So, the thing to get out of this story is Adam Driver as a Sith, probably Lord.
Possibly even Darth something, something, something.
You're so bad. Console Wars movie. You were excited about this because it's got your guy in it.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg to write and direct Console Wars. Sony Pictures and Scott Rudin from... Moneyball and the Social Network are developing Console Wars, an adaptation of the book by Blake Harris. Need to read that book. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are attached to direct and also are also writing the screenplay to go along with it. Ha, not acting.
Keep going.
Atlantis Books publisher Toby Muncy last week acquired the rights to the book, a riveting behind-the-scenes business thriller that chronicles how Sega, a small... scrappy gaming company led by an unlikely visionary took on the juggernaut of Nintendo. I loved my Sega.
Yes.
I loved my Sega completely.
My Sega brought us...
I'm depending on what it's like. If it's a documentary, cool. If it's like they try to action this out or some way, yeah. I won't watch it. But if it's some sort of documentary style thing where kind of like a Steve Jobs type thing.
Okay.
Like Jobs, I'd watch that.
I could see that. So we got the question here, this is from Comic Book Movies, is a new Matrix trilogy coming?
Where's my no button? No!
Stop. According to the Latino Review, the Matrix creators slash directors Andy and Lana Wachowski have begun writing a new Matrix trilogy for Warner Brothers. To quote from Wachowski's... you take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Seems they chose to take the red pill, and we'll see how far the rabbit hole they can take the Matrix franchise.
I don't think a new franchise works because everyone knows that, what's his name?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves can't act anymore. And everyone, the slow motion bullet time thing is not a big deal anymore.
Right.
Everyone uses it. Everyone does it. What do you bring out that hasn't been used anymore? I still go back and watch the first one.
I do too. Okay.
I won't watch the second and third one ever. They don't exist. There's Matrix and there's two crappy movies that the Wachowski brothers made.
So we've been told that the Wachowskis have already started the writing process with early treatments and outlines already turned into the studio. No word if they want to direct, but my money says Clara QC?
Clara KC?
Whatever. Warner Brothers is desperate for a surefire franchise and will be making a push to have the new Matrix films ready to be up against any new Star Wars and Avatar films by 2017.
No, I mean, this could happen, but I don't know if anybody comes back or anything else.
Agreed. Although, I'm pretty sure they could grab Lawrence Fishburne, no problem.
Yeah, he's not doing... Well, no, yeah, he's not doing much.
Right. What? Minecraft movie. So it would appear that Warner Brothers is building a Minecraft movie. I am completely 100% down with this. Since following the confirmed success of the studio's Lego movie, Deadline is reporting that Warner Brothers Pictures is looking at developing the hit video game Minecraft into a feature film.
Just want to know, which shovel... is Notch using for his gold?
Would keep pulling money?
No, shit.
Why?
if this makes a movie,
right?
Oh my god!
I think it would make a good Saturday morning cartoon show. I mean, you've got the villagers, you've got a day in the life of a creeper. Oh my god, I want to make that. Oh Jesus. The following, I already read all that. The Lego Movie producer Roy Lee is attached to develop the property. Minecraft, which just passed 100 million registered users, is officially described as follows. Minecraft is a game about breaking and placing blocks. At first, people build structures to protect against nocturnal monsters. But as the game grew, players worked together to create wonderful, imaginative things.
Minecraft creator and game designer Marcus Pearson confirmed the news on Twitter by saying... Scroll down.
Oh, sorry.
Someone is trying to leak the fact that we're working with Warner Brothers on a potential Minecraft movie. I wanted to be the leak.
Not just kind of funny.
Dude, I'll go sit with you and watch this six times. I mean, that's fine. I think the movie should be made in Minecraft.
No.
No?
No.
You think they throw it out there at least to get stuff from people?
Oh, I guarantee you there's 200 hours of fan film already on YouTube. Actually, I've seen it. It's there. But no, I think you do it like a Lego movie. You do, I mean, it is Legos. Everything without is
awesome. The little... I got to go see that, Trent. Literally, just a small tangent. My son, we went and saw Lego. I'm sitting in the back of my seat laughing. This is Trent. He won't sit back.
Because he's watching.
Like, he turned around, he goes,
I think they make this almost dead exactly like the Lego movie. However, all the characters are blocked off like they should be.
Yep.
That's really the only change.
Alright.
I mean, I want to see... Like I said, honestly, I think they make more money with a Disney Channel cartoon or something along those lines. Huh?
Gotta pee.
Okie dokie. So we're just going to keep talking about this since he can't pull me off. Apparently, Minecraft can also be about adventuring with friends or watching the sunrise over a blocky ocean. It's pretty. Brave players battle terrible things in the Nether, which is more scary than pretty. You can also visit a land of mushrooms if it sounds more like your cup of tea. I am uber, uber excited. So let's see. You've got the battle with the Ender Dragon. You've got a day in the life of the Creeper. You've got the journey through the Nether. You've got my first hut. You've got you could go with the old classic, how to break wood. There's so many stories you could tell. You've got the villagers and
moving on.
Okay, I'm apparently getting in trouble because I need to move on.
Oh, juicing fast. If you'd like to know why I had to pee in the middle of the show, go check out our YouTube channel. I did a video.
So apparently that we've got a couple of things from the, Facebook page. The Nerd of the Noob, me, says, sign me up for tickets, please. And James Timber says, might as well, there are Lego movies.
Yep.
Fair enough.
In a little bit of TV news, we have our John Constantine for the John Constantine show. Matt Ryan will play the title character. It is
from
said,
Collision, Criminal Minds, Suspect Behavior, and apparently and
his voice. He lent his voice as Edward Kenway in Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Cool.
Where's it described him? I guess it's not going to. The series is also joining Flash, Arrow and Gotham as another DC comic-based television series. At some point, do you think DC goes, should we just buy a network? We should buy a network, right?
Yes. By the way, we're getting a question from the last one. Producer wants to know, what's the odds that a creeper has for beating Optimus Prime?
Depends. Is Optimus Prime asleep in truck mode and can the creeper get in the cab?
Exactly. I'm thinking the Creeper's going to win that battle. just putting it out there. I give it a 5-1 odds there. I don't know if I did that the right way or not. Some video game news. A game company is closing. The company that has brought you Bioshock, Irrational Games, is apparently shutting its doors.
Ken Levine, the creative director and co-founder of Bioshock,
When John Che, Rob Firmer, and I founded Irrational Games 17 years ago, our mission was to make visually unique worlds and populate them with singular characters. We built Rapture and Columbia, the Von Braun and the Rickenbacker.
The Freedom Fortress and some of the nastiest basements a SWAT team ever set foot into. We created Booker and Elizabeth, the Big Daddy and the Little Sister, Midwives and Manbot. In that time, Irrational has grown larger and more successful than we could have ever conceived when we began our three-person studio in a living room in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
It's been the defining project of my professional life.
Now, Irrational Gaming is about to roll out the last DLC for Bioshock Infinite, and people are understandably asking, what's next? 17 years is a long time to do any job, even the best one, and working with the incredible team at Irrational Games is indeed the best job I've ever had. I think it's sad that they're closing the studio.
Yeah, this is a really, really big article. You guys need to go and check that out. Unfortunately, I didn't play a lot of the Bioshock games.
I played one or two, and they creeped me the hell out. So,
we got some more combat news. Apparently, new Mortal Kombat game confirmed by Kiefer Sutherland. Who is he voicing?
While television addicts are eagerly awaiting Kiefer Sutherland's long-awaited debut, long-awaited return to 24, video game fans are also on the edge of their seats waiting to hear the actor's take on Snake in Metal Gear Solid 5. Between Sutherland's busy schedule on recording 24 and The Phantom Pain, the Metal Gear Solid, the actor apparently found time to squeeze in another exciting video game acting gig.
This time he's offering the vocal his vocal talents to an upcoming installment in the iconic Mortal Kombat fighting game series. We've heard rumors of the next sequel in the Mortal Kombat series before, but the game hasn't been officially announced yet.
I'm a blasphemer, but I don't care anymore.
Why, like, of just, these Mortal Kombat
I mean,
games.
I think it's cool that he's lending his voice.
Right.
But the fact that they keep making Mortal Kombat games, I loved them when I was a kid. I can't play fighting games anymore.
Right.
There's no blah, you know?
And then our last bit of news today was a big time Apple oops. Apparently, and this is from Huffington Post.
Hey, not super.
Apple security flaw could allow hackers to intercept emails. It says a major flaw in Apple Inc. software for mobile devices could allow hackers to intercept email and other communications that are meant to be encrypted, the company said on Friday, and experts said Mac computers were even more exposed. Are you telling me that the Mac computers are not the virus and hacker-proof boxes that everybody has said they are for the last 20 years?
If you have one, just be careful. There's a full article here. We're not going to go into the whole thing because it is Huffington Post and they write real articles. But please go and check it out just in case, even if it's just for your safety.
The issue is a fundamental bug in Apple's SSL implementation, said Dmitry
Alprovich,
the chief technology officer at security firm CrowdStrike Inc. Adam Langley, a senior engineer at Google, agreed with CrowdStrike that OS X was at risk. Apple did not reply to a request for comment. The flaw appears to be in the way that well-understood protocols were implemented, an embarrassing lapse for a company of Apple stature and technical prowess. Ooh, buddy. Just saying.
Off of one of our last stories, 2K now owns Bioshock, so it's not going to die.
And apparently, you think that superhero hype does not write real articles.
No, I'm just saying that that was Huffington Post, and they like to be lengthy.
You should have said lengthy and not fake.
I retract my statement.
There you go. And that is all the news that we've got for this week.
Question of the week last week was, with the upcoming release of Ghostbusters LEGO, what franchise would you like LEGO to bring out next? That question was submitted by David Townsend. William Davis said Spartacus. Spartacus Legos would be weird.
Yeah. Shane Miller just says Marvel.
There are already. Denny Lawler says the Fallout franchise. That would be kind of cool.
Wonderboy Dickinson says Legend of Zelda.
Oh, I know people that would chew that up. David Townsend says, as we are now getting a sequel, I want Beetlejuice Legos.
Derek Fowler says TMNT Lego would be, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Legos would be quite hilarious. Mike was in the Lego movie already.
I think they have those, but I'm not 100%. And Ben Breeze says this might be a little far-fetched. I'd love to see Lego, could do with the GTA series.
And James says Skylanders. Nice. Holy crap, there's more.
Les says Mortal Kombat complete with fatalities.
That would be awesome. Carrie says the Matrix Legos. Can I get a Lego of the red pill and the blue pill?
There's a picture to go along with this. What is this?
I don't know.
It's great for the medium. Golden Girls Legos. That's funny.
Weird people, weird. So we got to pick a question of the week this week. So we got four suggestions. One from Dave, one from Shane, one from Ben, and one from Denny. Oh, yeah, this is questions for next week. Wait, what?
Now we have seen preview for all the comic book movies coming out this year. Which are you most looking forward to?
So that's this week's question. So we do have some few answers already. Dave Townsend says, one is X-Men, two is Spider-Man, three is Guardian, four is Cap, but looking forward to them all. Shane says, Captain America, X-Men, Spider-Man, then Guardians. Guardians not one of the top picks for kids these days.
No, Ben Breeze, it's all pretty much the same. X-Men, Cap, Guardians, Transformers.
Les says Cap, of course. Spider-Man, Guardians, and X-Men. Denny Brank says all of them!
I agree.
Actually, my order currently is probably Spider-Man, Guardians, X-Men, Cap, then X-Men.
Okay.
X-Men doesn't look like it's exciting me that much.
Okay. Well, I would just like to add one last thing. If you haven't seen it, go look up the first picture of The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit!
Right?
It looked amazing!
Yep. I agree.
If the rest of the suit looks that cool, I'm down.
I agree.
So down. I agree. Thank you for coming to visit us. I know we say that. If you're listening, thank you for listening to us. We had fun this week. We're sorry we missed last week. If you'd like to get in touch with us any way, shape, or form, you can email us at nerdoftheNoob@gmail.com. You can go to our Facebook page, which is either facebook.com/nerdoftheNoob or nerdoftheNoob.com. You can go twitter.com/nerdoftheNoob. You can get both of our individual Twitters. Mine is gman0184.
Mine is opeg_mango.
You can send us a pigeon. Borrow one of Mike Tyson's.
Okay, guy.
Is that all the ways?
I think that's all you got, man.
Please go check out our YouTube page as well. It's youtube.com/nerdoftheNoob. I posted a special kind of bloggy type thing on there the other day. It was about 5 minutes long, so go check it out. And, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, 10-4. All right. I don't know why I said 10-4.
10-4?
It's a work thing.
Where the hell is 10-4 came from?
It means okay. Confirmed.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Peace
out. No clappy.